the mansion. Driving out the mansion. And I'm moving through the tri-state.
Moving through the tri-state.
Do 200 on the highway.
200 on the highway.
And I'm swerving in my eye.
Swerving in my eye.
Baby, you should come my way.
Baby, won't you come my way?
If you were expecting some sort of visual stimulation tonight, or some sort of eye candy or the like, you will be sorely disappointed. However, if you are into the to communication in a verbal sense, the verbosity of being verbose, that you're going to be in it tonight. We're going to go as deep as the fucking ocean and as shallow as fucking Crafter's left foot. And I'm telling you, that shit's shallow, bro. He's got weird arches, dude. He can't hold that much water in them. I've tried. It's the only drinking source we have at work. Coming to you tonight, Miles Lowred here, rocking in the free world. We're going to be chilling tonight, having a bullshit conversation. It's going to be absolutely dumb, and I encourage all of you to join in. I encourage all of you to join in the conversation. Hit us up in chat. We're hitting you guys on Twitch. If you're watching this later, that's cool, too. Joining us tonight is Crafter.
Woo!
He's here to...
Just another day.
Rock. Just another day, a.k.a. Black Killer Mike.
A.k.a. Black Jesus.
A.k.a. Black Jesus. A.k.a. the Messiah. A.k.a. the Antichrist All-in-One. Yeah, that's probably your new nickname, bro. The All-in-One Antichrist.
Three-in-one oil? Antichrist?
The three-in-one... Bro, you have a good memory. You know. He knows that my shit is not three-in-one. I'm sorry, my shit is not WD-40. WD-40 lacks in lubrication. It's good for taking out rust, but it's a short-term lubrication. Now, 3-in-1, you got your bike chain. Your bike chain fell off your bike and try and impress the ladies and fucking fix your shit yourself. You're throwing that 3-in-1 oil in there, and boom. Those sprockets are turning. Your shit looks all glistening. You're not getting dirt stuck to it and shit. Fucking hell yeah. Anyways, enough about me. How are you doing tonight, Crafter?
I like WD-40. And yeah.
You're going to start with that, bro? Is this where we're going to be diametrically opposed right off the bat? Fucking 3-in-1 versus WD-40?
WD-40 is by far the superior lubricant.
Like superior to 3-in-1.
Like, if you suddenly like find yourself in a situation where you got to like fist fuck fucking buffalo, you're going to go with, like, a little bottle of 3-in-1 oil, or you're going to, like, lube your whole arm down with, like, an aerosol can of WD-40. Like, that's the fucking way to go, you know? Like, some situations call for the aerosol can, you know? Like, do you really want to be, like, dabbing little dots up and down your arm, rubbing that shit in like it's a baseball glove or some shit? Like, that's not going to work. Sometimes you need real lubrication.
I absolutely agree with you. I agree on... Because that's short term, right? Like, if you're fisting that yak, like, full bore, you know what I'm saying? Like, you straight up sprayed that whole can of fucking WD-40. Sure, the lubrication will probably only last about 20, 30 minutes using the whole. But that yak is going to come within less than 5. That's a lot. That's a lot of fucking WD-40, my dude. You ever put WD-40 on your dick?
I mean, I plead the fifth.
You what? So
I can neither confirm nor deny if this is ever happened.
We got watchers, by the way. People have already messaged me like, is this supposed to be about WD-40?
Yes, it's supposed to be anal rape, WD-40, and buffaloes. Welcome to Verbose, everyone.
Oh, did I? Yeah, welcome to Verbose.xyz, everyone. Buffaloes and anal rape. All within the same thing. I think I misspoke earlier. I think I said yak, and that's probably my own projection. Like,
all the same. Buffalo, bison, yak, you know, all the same.
I guess they're all rennet animals, right? Does a yak have two stomachs where it like chews its cud and then swallows it and like whatever?
What? What?
Rennet animal, bro.
I have no idea. I have no idea. Like, my education level is a lot lower than that, you know? Like, I see yak. B is for bison, you know? Like, that's as far as I'm going. Like, I read a zoo book, you know? Like fuck, man.
Were there pictures? Was it, like, the same set of eyes in the book, and then you turn the page, it was a different animal?
I mean, that was a classic, but, you know, I can neither confirm nor deny if this was the publication you are speaking of.
Dude, we all know it's true.
Yeah.
That fucking baby thing, like, when, like, you were, like, in kindergarten and shit, and, like, there were dolls out there and shit. You know, you didn't play with the doll, but you picked it up and looked at it and shit. And it was the one that was, like, when it was laying down, the eyes would close, and when it was, like, you know, tilted up, the eyes would look at you. The creepiest shit is when those eyes stick open, dude. I don't know. Like, or one sticks open. They had, like, realistic lashes.
Yeah, so, like, they're a drunk baby then.
Right? But I don't know, man. There's something about dolls of, like, the 50s and before, man. That shit was fucking creepy. Like, porcelain dolls and shit. Anyone get down on them porcelain dolls? I definitely do not. That shit freaks me out. I guess that's two things I'm scared of. Like,
you're scared of things now?
Well, I mean, hold up. Yeah, let me get on your level. Yeah, I am scared of things. And there's only two things, I guess. One, I guess number two would be porcelain dolls. Because I'm not really that scared. They're just kind of creepy, you know what I mean? Freak you out. Like, all of a sudden they're looking at you and shit. But true story, fucking actually being afraid of something would be being institutionalized, like in a mental hospital, right? I think I read this article once of this journalist that went undercover to see like the atrocities of what was going on in mental institutions, and they committed themselves or whatever. But the tricky part was like, okay, got enough information, time to go, and then you're like, okay, my cover's blown. I'm actually not crazy, right? And they're like, okay, yeah, sure. Take your meds and be good. Like, wait, what? No, seriously, I'm not crazy. You get stuck in this paradigm of, like, okay, yeah, you've already been institutionalized. You haven't accepted that you're crazy, and you're telling me that you're not crazy? That sounds crazy to me. So even being a sane person, it would probably prove difficult to remove yourself from that situation.
No way.
Okay, talk to me.
A sane person, you just shut the fuck up and do what you're told. Eventually, they're gonna let you out because, like, you know, you're no fun to mess with.
Huh. Interesting. Is that what it's about? Like,
yeah.
That whole paradigm of like nurse Ratchet versus the patients is this idea of like, fucking, you're no fun to torture, so to speak.
Well, I think so, and it's like the whole just idea, like, you know, like a person who isn't crazy wouldn't be stressed out about not getting out of here, you know, like. So, you know, you might want to think about that next time you get locked up. Next time.
I don't know, man. It's feeling, you know, corporate America kind of feels like being locked up.
Next proposed episode in 3 to 6 months.
Right? Exactly. Speaking of which, I want to get into a little bit of news, because there's just, this week, there's a lot of juice going on. It's beautiful. Speaking of juice, have you read anything about this guy, Jussie Smollett?
I mean, nothing more than like headlines, but that's formed my opinion totally. You know, so I'm very well informed from headlines, and all right, cool. I'm prepared to debate this based on nothing at all.
Hell yeah! Okay, so what is your, before we debate this, I need to figure out what angle I'm going to come at you with. How do you feel about Jussie Smollett?
I don't know who he is. I've never.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so Jussie Smollett, I don't know who he is on the show, but he's on that show Empire.
Okay. That's a show I do not watch, so that's cool.
Same, but I've heard about it, and people say it's cool or whatever, and, like, there's the, they have the fucking recording company, you know, the fucking recording company. They exploit musicians for money, you know what I mean? You know
okay. That whole. Yeah, and there's this black guy who's on the show.
Yeah, there's several black people, and then part of it's like a black gay person who the dad like rejects him because he's black and gay, but he's also very talented. I don't know if that's Jussie Smollett, because Jussie Smollett in real life is black and gay. Is this proper to say he's light skin black?
Yeah.
Is that racist?
I'm not sure.
Okay, neither am I. Hit me up in the comments if it's racist to say light skin black. Can I say
black people? Like,
yeah. Can I be like dark black? As Charlie Murphy? What?
Like, are they just not like brown people?
Brown people, huh? Well, I think he identifies as black and gay.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess he's black and gay then.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm very proud of his accomplishments.
Same. Which is interesting because neither of them are of his own doing. It's just a product of circumstance, but okay. Let's get a round of applause for Jussie Smollett for being both black and gay. You should be proud. I bet you are, actually.
Like, I've never been black or gay, so I mean, that sounds hard.
Yeah, I guess that's true. You've been gay.
When he sees
Don't lie. And you are black. You're fucking black killer Mike, dude. Shut the fuck up. You're more black than you are white. You know it. At least from the waist up.
Yeah, but I've never. Okay, but nonetheless, who the Smothers guy?
Oh yeah, Smothers. Jussie Smollett, dude. Fucking handle, right? So. It's bad enough. So he gets a letter sent to him in the mail, right? Where it's a cutout of a magazine shit, and it's all like, yeah, we don't like your kind around here. MAGA country shit, okay? And there's like a stick figure with a guy wearing a MAGA hat on it. Literally, I swear to God, dude. Like, that's the whole shit. Sent it to the Empire Studios where they record or whatever, and fucking, it didn't get the attention he wanted. Now I'm saying... This letter was sent to him, I should say, right? Because this is alleged, or whatever. But, my opinion, this motherfucker sent this. But what, okay, so the plot thickens, right? Sends himself, straight up, hate mail. Or someone sends him hate mail. Doesn't get that much attention. And then, I want to say, like, a week or a couple days later, he gets attacked by two... masked men in a on his way like midnight or 2 a.m. to a 7-Eleven to get some shit, right? So he's out in the street, gets mugged, fucking in his interview he punches one of them or whatever and shit goes down. But they were it was definitely racially motivated, whatever. Ends up getting TV spots and talking about it teary eyed or whatever. And the police officers they find two assailants, right? And these two assailants, were two Nigerians. And Jussie Smollett at first was like, I'm going to press charges on them. Yes, I'm going to press charges on them. Then he finds out who it actually is and he, drops the charges. And yeah, then that's when it gets weird. Like he literally, is now dealing with the idea that he created a hoax. And what it's gotten to as of, the 19th, this is like National Review talking about FBI now probing whether Smollett sent threatening letters to himself. So they're literally going back through video footage from the post office of where the message, the letter, original letter was sent. It's pretty much established that he hired two Nigerians. They were brothers. One of them was on the set of Empire. He had them stage the whole event or whatever. And when they got caught because of surveillance fucking everywhere, Jesus Christ, like they implicated Smollett as far as like hoaxing them, and it's pretty much established. So the next step is whether the letter or not was sent by him or not.
So why would he do this? What's the?
I don't know. Why do you think someone would actually fucking stage something and implicate white people who were MAGA supporters? Doesn't it seem racially motivated? I don't know. He seems like a racist to me. Like, why would you frame white people? Why would you want white people to be villainized in such a way?
It does sound like an attempted racial false flag. Like, that's what sound like a good term.
Okay, all right.
False flag. Like, to blame a whole... Like, you see a lot of it, like, victim creating, you know, like... Jewish people writing anti-Semitic stuff on their own synagogues and then trying to blame someone else. Like, I don't really understand what the overall goal is. Like, Is it just like any attention is good attention, or they think like a sympathy will come their way, like, or is it just like the other people who like crave negative attention? Like, what is the cause of that? Why would this Smollett guy want to do this? Like, is it politically motivated? Is it like what was he hoping that, like it would get him better spots or more sympathy for his racial situation? What?
Yeah, I think that's more what it is. It's more like the way to mend a failing career in Hollywood these days is become a victim. And then that victimhood then brings in the attention that you need to kickstart your career. And the media is more than willing to put that up because it becomes propaganda to their narrative.
Well, I mean, like,
So there's
who has been successful from a campaign like that?
God. I bet there's a few people actually. Let's think about this. Fuck. I guess successful, I don't know, but you can see a couple failures. For example, the Covington Catholic School boys.
Yeah.
They're in the middle, I think, of a $250 million lawsuit with the Huffington Post or New York Times, one of the two.
Yeah, Washington
Can't
Post, I
remember.
think.
Yeah, that's right, Washington
Yeah,
Post,
and
which is
the best thing about that story is that the school's own like student law team is who filed the lawsuit. Like the students themselves are suing the Washington Post.
oh my God, that's beautiful. So this is like their fucking crash course and let's fucking get litigious, my dudes.
Yep.
That's dank.
And that's definitely an example of like trying to use anything for political points. And you think it was just kind of like more of the same idea, like let's just show another example and another example. We need to show, hatred in the streets one way or another.
So you're saying like the Covington Catholic boys, this whole idea of suing again, that's just keeping in the limelight, like perpetuating this idea of like the back and forth.
Yeah, like I mean, it still seems like it's still being politicized either way. Like it's either way. Like at first it was trying to demonize these people who were conservative leaning, and now it's used to demonize, like the entire left, not the perpetrators of the crime alone.
Right? That's crazy. You hear this talking point right now on the right that's redemption, right? Like, at what point do you become absolved from your sin? You know, when in communist countries, if you fucked up and didn't follow the rules and you became ostracized from society, you would go to the gulag. And it would be this training camp that after like 6 months a year, you would come out and you would be absolved of your sins, let's say. At what point do we practice that as a society? And to me, seems more fair than our current system of just like fucking write you off, like write you out of existence. That seems like some Rameses the Third kind of bullshit. Like I'm gonna carve over your statue, like fuck you even ever exist. You know?
And it seems like
When
it's a constant game of one-upsmanship, like of one side trying to like eliminate the other, like they feel like that's the goal. Like, is that even a possibility? It's like it's some weird pipe dream on both sides to think that they can defeat the other side. Like, you can win an election, they're still there tomorrow. Like it's, I don't know.
That's crazy to think. You know what I mean? Like this idea of winning. Where did that become the goal of politics? Where did that become the goal of government? You know,
Yeah,
my side needs to win.
or even like the enough to like be the end all be all for people to get that upset, like it's really weird, like for people to lose their minds when Trump was elected, or to lose their minds if he loses in 2020, like it's all part of like the same like fanaticism.
Yeah, or like gloat over it, you know?
It's almost like. It's like instead of worshiping celebrity, they worship the cult of personality that's American politics.
It's become that, huh? It's like professional wrestling. This keeps coming up as a theme. What the fuck? Yeah, politics is like the fucking professional wrestling of the news cycle. That's all it is. It's like pitting ideas against other ideas and seeing which one comes on top.
And in the end, they're both
But
trying to defend like the same position. Like, you guys should continue to pay us because you know, we're going to do better this time. We're not going to waste your money like every other time before. We swear. We swear.
We swear. Oh my God. It's the ultimate scam. It's like, we're going to send you this water in the mail. It's holy water. And this wafer, you're going to eat the wafer and you're going to put the holy water under your pillow. And then I swear to God, in 6 months, the money's going to be coming in.
Shout out to Peter Popoff, right?
Yeah, fuck yeah, Peter Popoff. Bro, I still have your prayer, Matt, homie.
I want some of that Chernobyl water, man. Hook it up. Send it over. I want some of that Chernobyl water. It sounds like good shit.
Yeah, hit me with that Chernobyl water, homie. Shit.
If no one's seen that shit, just go to Google, type Peter Popoff Chernobyl water. Spelling doesn't matter because it's Google. It'll learn. And then you will find the ways of how to improve your life with nuclear waste.
Yeah, boy. Huh. And all the wise, like, it proves that the meek shall inherit the earth. Right? While all the elites are building rocket ships to send themselves to Mars. Fuck you guys, you get the earth! We already fucked that shit up.
Yeah.
And Peter Popoff is going to be right there, you know? Peter Popoff, fucking Benihana, fucking Elvis, Tupac, because they ain't dead.
But, I mean, the real question is, I want to know, like, maybe the world is fucked up, but is it so fucked up I can't build a biodome? You know, you ever seen the movie Biodome? Like, can
of
I build...
course, dude.
Like, if I build one of those, can't I live in there a lot longer than the planet could survive? You know, like, its own homeostasis? I only have to worry about the ground underneath not falling apart, right? Like, that's about it.
Huh.
Like, the rest of the world can be polluted. I got my own air. Like, the rest of the world could have no food. I got food. You know, like fuck them. I'm in a biodome.
That's true, but, I mean, there's factors that could fuck that shit up real quick, like earthquake, crack your shit, any sort of ground seepage, for example, like, in Florida, areas in the ground will, like, emit radon at night. That shit'll fuck you up. Talk about radiation. There you go. Naturally occurring, bitches.
What about, like, outside, you know, Tucson or in New Mexico somewhere? You know, because, like, the movie Biodome was in Tucson. So, I mean, you know.
Word. That would work out, definitely, in Tucson. And New Mexico, you don't hear of many earthquakes in those areas. And fuck, yeah. If you're in Tucson, you don't have to worry about sandstorms because you're in a fucking bubble. Boom.
Boom.
But I don't know, man. Would you want to live in a bubble, like, restrict your space?
I mean, it could be cool. I don't know. I'm not against bubble life. I'm not against bubble life.
I don't know, man. I think I can't really say that I'm against bubble life because I live on Earth and that's kind of a bubble. You know, but I'm very glad that I have the amount of Earth that I can traverse. To be restricted to, like, a small plot would fuck with me. For shizzle.
For shizzle.
There's just so much out there.
What if it's just like
I always wanted to say this. Okay.
Like a massive, like, hamster cage. Like, multiple biodomes and tubes going in between them. You know,
bro,
like,
hell yeah.
Human hamster
I'm
world.
In. Dude, I'm in. I am in for human hamster world.
Like, you can't go outside the bubbles because the air is not breathable anymore. Stay in the bubble, you know?
Bro, that would be the best case scenario for, like, flat Earth, right? Like, shit, it's flat Earth. Shit gets fucked up and you can fall off the edge, but why don't we just have tube systems that go around the whole thing? Hell
boom.
Yeah. Boom. Making the best of it. Thank you, God, for giving us this flat Earth and the technology. Tube hamster human bullshit. Brought to you by the Church of Latter-day Saints.
And Scientology. The more you know.
G.I. Joe! Sorry. Oh my God. I always feel like we have so much to talk about, yet we always forget. It's like we get on the show and, like, shit goes straight out the window. Oh, I don't know if I fucking told you about this shit. Speaking of which, San Juan County, right? I think that's north of Albuquerque. I'm not sure. But they basically, so, like, several places in the United States are sanctuary cities for undocumented workers. Well, San Juan County is doing something unprecedented where they're passing a Second Amendment sanctuary county. And it's like almost a unanimous vote. It's like 4-1. Like those, the town hall meeting, you see the pictures of it. These people are like, fuck yeah, we got to keep our guns. But these are people in rural areas that, you know, rely on that hunting and protection.
You want me to blow your mind?
Yes.
It's not the first one. It's actually the fifth one in our state in New Mexico. The fifth Second Amendment sanctuary county that sheriffs have got together saying they refuse to enforce any kind of gun restrictions or gun laws at all.
I love that so much. That's amazing. Like, holy shit. They actually care about, you know, this, our Second Amendment rights.
Like, you could probably literally be caught with a fully automatic rifle and they're not going to do anything about it at all.
In these counties.
Yeah.
I assume that, like, Bernalillo County is not included in that.
No, but they, you know, the latest one, they said they're trying to send a message to Bernalillo County.
Yes. Yes. That's beautiful, you know? And I think that's a great message to be sent to our current Senate and representatives here in New Mexico. We care about our Second Amendment rights. Or they do.
I mean, it's just a weird place to be, like, you know, a place that votes Democrat, but, you know, refuses to back down from gun rights. It's a really unique place that, you know, the media doesn't like talking about, and just shows too much moderate, you know, because you don't want moderates on TV. You need to polarize people.
Right? Dude, I'm radical center, bitches. That's where I stay. Radical center. Because, you know, there's so many good ideas on both sides. You and I have talked about this. AOC. Fucking people want to talk shit about AOC.
And AOC.
I'm one of those people. I guess I'm saying it, right? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That bitch.
I can't pronounce it. So it's AOC. I can't
right?
pronounce it.
See, but I'm not white, so I'm like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah, you sound like a newscaster. Probably. Newscaster anytime they say anything Hispanic. Like five
today in news,
bars.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Cortez. Okay, yeah.
That's the end. Okay, so yeah. So, I mean, like, I like to hate on her too because she looks dumb in the face. And she always gets exacerbated. Blah. sorry, maybe that's a real word, right? But right now, that was really funny to me. Sorry about that. But this bitch, like, she always has really funny looks on her face, and she contradicts herself a lot. But I think that her intentions are good, and you know how I feel about good intentions. They pave the way to hell. Trust me, I live my life on that shit. And she's definitely willing to pave the way to hell, based on the idea of virtue signaling. And however, I don't dismiss everything that she says. Like, our founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, talked about the idea of power, property, and wealth, and how these kind of played together in a free society. And under the unalienable rights of humankind, it was set forth in our Constitution that we were all equal, right? Well, one of his ideas towards that is the idea that everyone have a portion of the voice, the ability to create change and influence.
White landowners. All white landowners would have a voice.
Okay, this is where... Okay, hold up. We need to address this. I want to continue on with this side because it's a good one, but this is important. Like, so what then they didn't understand the... definition of humanity. So what then? Does that not extend to us now in our evolved definition of what humankind is? Did you die?
Oh, okay. Sorry. A mute button.
Okay.
Oops. Okay, you get a point. I agree. You know, it is the idea of humanity that was pushed forward, and it still maintains that definition through the modernization of our social preferences. You like those awesome word choices?
No, I'm right there with you. I'm feeling you right now.
But also, in another example, when those documents were written, how many homeless people were there?
God. That's a weird question, though. Like, think about the idea of home then. You know, the idea of home then is that you create it. You go there, you settle down, you came with a shit ton of tools, and you just fucking hunkered down, you know? So I guess technically there was zero homelessness, but it would depend on your merit entirely, like.
Yeah, what was the unemployment rate? Like, isn't it a lot easier to, like, give everyone equal rights when you're already pretty much equal by physics and, you know, logistics, you know, and just...
That's true.
Like, now, do you really want to give everyone equal rights? Like, you've met some people. Like, you know what they're going to do with their rights. You know, they're going to shit all over them. They're going to do stupid shit. They're going to annoy you. Like, they're going to just cause a bad time for everyone. Do they really deserve the same rights? Is that really a smart choice?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well...
Absolutely. It's this, like, spanning of ideas, right? Like, it's like a cluster of computers working together. It's all connected to the same interface or spine, and that information is shared and siphons based on the amount of yes or no's that are there. I think that it all diffuses out, you know? And sure, like, life isn't fair, and sometimes the majority sways things in ways that don't necessarily vibe with maybe even logic, but who are we to dictate that? The human experience is bigger than that. Yeah, once we dictate that, that's just fucking. That's how would I put this if I was ranting and raving about the far left? It's not fascism, it's authoritarianism. There we go. Got him. Mute button?
Yeah. So, yeah, authoritarian. I mean, okay, yes. Another damn point, and screw you. So, what were you saying about AOC again? So I can, you know, completely avoid.
Oh, yeah, let's go back on the AOC thing. So, yeah. Like, again, just to kind of recap, fuck AOC. I think that she's crazy, but there's things that some of her ideas I definitely agree with, and part of that's going back to her ideas of the founding fathers and the idea of what power equates with wealth, which with property ownership. So the idea being that it's inextricable to ever discount the idea of how money influences power. And your ability to gain property. So to be a true and free human that has influence and say, you have to have the unalienable rights of property and money, essentially. And this gives you power. So there were heavy taxes all the way up until, like, past World War II that... taxed, a large percentage of, like, the 1% or 0.5%, upwards of, like, 70%. And the idea of this kind of redistribution of wealth was to equal the playing field so that everyone had a voice in dictating the direction of America, the direction of their country, being able to have, like, a true say in things. And as things stand now, it more favors corporations. Corporations are now considered an entity in and of themselves. And this is my spin. This is not AOC spin. But this is tying into why I agree with it, right? Because of how corporations have taken advantage of America and workers and consumers even, and giving us this idea that there's only one choice and taking all of the spoils from themselves and then using loopholes to not pay taxes, which then doesn't give back to the people that they take from. So why shouldn't we have, like, upwards of 70% tax on the upper echelon? Even if we just extended that to businesses where they weren't exempt from that, this doesn't take away from the profit from those individuals. yet it treats the business in and of itself as more of an entity as opposed to an individual. But, so yeah. One thing I agree with AOC. There needs to be some sort of redistribution of wealth. And I don't think it's unreasonable. I think that people that say it's unreasonable are greedy and don't understand the idea of staggering it, right? It's not like everyone gets taxed. It's a scale of people who have this certain amount of wealth. And if you've amassed this type of wealth, I'm going to go out on a limb and say 9 times out of 10, you've created something that's beyond the level of monopoly, right? To be in that like 0.5%, like there's some shit going on.
I mean, but wouldn't that also be a very dangerous situation? Like, that you're suddenly collecting more money in taxes than ever before in the history of the world and putting it in the hands of the U.S. government.
But to then be redistributed, hopefully, to the nation.
And I'm sure a good portion would be. But, you know, how much extra would go to CIA and, you know, like, backwoods training shit and like terrorist camps, or you know, like other horrible like Area 51 black ops shit. How much would be funneled into, you know, other projects in the United States?
I mean, a lot of it, but do we have to suffer because of it? And wouldn't we as Americans benefit from these programs?
I mean, with the current technology capabilities, if that was to expand like tenfold. Like, you know, face scanners everywhere, you know, recorded every step everywhere. I mean, you already are because of your phone, but, you know, even to a further extent where it's, like, almost marketed to you, letting you know that you're being watched. I mean, like, Big Brother, I mean, could take over with, like, little to no help, right?
Well, I feel like that's already exists with the cell phone itself. Or even your laptop, you know, any IoT. Jesus, there's so many people that have, you know, a fucking... Siri, what the fuck is that shit? Alexa in their house? Like, oh yeah, let me put this device here that's constantly listening to.
Well, yeah, but
really,
but the next step being, the telling you, you know, like you shouldn't be talking about this, you shouldn't be thinking about this, like the device policing, you know, what you're allowed to talk about, you know, or
I feel.
Like Demolition Man, like, you know, saying fuck, and then the, you know, you are fined 1 credit for the, you know, fine of the morality system or something, you know, like that. Isn't that the next step to like knowing that you're being, like, there's a difference knowing it's possible compared to being advertised. You are being listened every second. Like, you buy a phone and you have to sign a massive document in like huge font, you know, everything you say will be recorded while you have this device. Wouldn't that be like a different than like, oh well, yeah, we think they are, they won't do anything. Like, isn't that more of like a vague thing than like it being shown to you? Like, all the moments, like, you should go to, like, you know, you show up to your boss and he just, you know, instantly pulls out, you know, here's your last week. This is everything negative you said about me. This is everything you did wrong. I mean, like, here's video of everything you did wrong. I mean, like, isn't that, like, next level? Like, when AI is sorting these things for you?
That's crazy, yeah. And to be accessible on that kind of level where it's locally, that's insane. But it still freaks me out, the idea that everything is being recorded and saved to a database. I think that's just as bad. Like, the idea that, you know, all this shit can be accessed at a later date is kind of crazy. And I feel like AI is sorting this information out and creating judgments based on it. Maybe not judgments, but categorizing it, so to speak.
Or like the FBI having access to genetic databases, you know, and the same kind of idea. Like, using it to track other crimes. Even if you never volunteered your DNA, if they have a relative's DNA, they could track it at least. I mean, that's singling down the suspect pool, you know, so much, so quickly. And not that, you know, I'm not saying, like, catching murderers and rapists isn't a good thing. Like, that's a great thing to use that technology and stuff for. But, you know, what if it start using for smaller crimes or, you know, political crimes?
I'm hoping that a lot of smaller crimes go away. Like, the more that states set precedents on marijuana, hopefully, like, you know, federally it'll go away and a lot of prisoners will be released from jail. Also, I don't think that you should be put in prison for being an illegal immigrant. Like, I think that's fucked up. Why, you know, your whole idea is like these people are a burden on our nation, like that being the idea, then you're creating more of a burden by using using resources and taxpayer dollars to feed and house them in prison systems where they don't do us any benefit.
But I mean, like, back to the original point, like, wouldn't the idea of increasing the United States budget, you know, 100-fold?
Oh yeah, yeah.
It create a scenario where something like this could happen a lot faster than current progression. You know, wouldn't it jumpstart their progression of, you know, maintaining their power hold when they have more money than any other country ever has ever had?
Hmm. That is true. That is true, but then...
Like, what happens when the United States can pay off China's debt in a day? You know, what happens then? You know, like...
I don't know, maybe amazing things. But you're right, with the current climate and the swamp creatures that exist, Trump included, like, that money in the hands of these people, we're fucked, bro. It's like, cool, now we can fund your extermination and keep ourselves alive forever through biotech.
Like, shouldn't it be, like, keeping more money out of the hands of the government is the idea?
Yeah, fucking it. Absolutely. But how do we deal with monopolies, then?
I mean, the government should be, like, enforcing laws. So why don't they raise everyone wages, like, 500%?
Huh. And I guess, to a certain extent, that would fucking make every business become an individual an individual business. Like, holy shit, no one could pay that kind of wages, you know, unless you worked for yourself.
It's a redistribution of wealth and strangle all the mom and pop shops out for a good and only corporations exist in the end. Bam, win.
Like, everyone's dead.
I mean, either way, I see it as it's progression towards disaster. That's all we can do. That's all.
That's all that humanity can do. We could just progress towards disaster.
Yeah, or, you know, find some weird, like, alien, weird socialism where we all feel like, we care about everyone. Please worship the stars. You know, like, I don't
try
know.
The Soylent Green. It is delicious.
You know, everyone,
literally.
Everyone does yoga and shit. You know, I don't know. Like.
Oh, God, no. You know, I'm a proponent of yoga, but, like, there's got to be differentiation in life. Not everyone can be a yogi and yogini, man. I'm telling you. Fuck.
But it's like...
But that...
but we're in a weird time that, you know, like, that back in World War II, people couldn't wait for the war to be over. And I don't feel like anyone feels like that now. Like, everyone just, like, doesn't care if it continues forever.
Fuck, dude. No one cares? I mean, that's crazy to think, dude. Like, don't we want to, like, live in peace? Or is it, like, true humanity kind of, like, shining forth this idea that we're just in constant turmoil and, like, we live for conflict?
I mean, more, I think, than ever before. I mean, there's a lot of people who, you know, willingly want to join the military and are excited to go into combat and are proud of it afterwards. Not saying that they shouldn't be. I'm not trying to put down soldiers or something. But, like, it's different than it was in World War II or something like that, where it was, like, it was, you know, reluctant bravery. You know, like, it was like a different kind of tone to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like modern military is a little bit Vietnam, a little bit, you know, even crazier bullshit, you know?
It's like Call of Duty.
Yeah. A little bit of Call of Duty.
A little bit of Vietnam, a little bit of Call of Duty. Oh, by the way, before I forget tonight, shout out to Dantos the Mutilator, a.k.a. DTM Rules, a.k.a. Big Ounce, a.k.a. Down to Munch. He is my man. Thank you for hanging out tonight. And yes, fuck the grammar police.
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah. Fuck the police.
Yeah.
Fuck
the police, coming straight from the underground. Although, with the conversation we're talking about, we should be singing Beautiful Disaster by 311. Just saying.
KKK.
Yeah. 1488, bitches. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
I don't.
Oh, that's right. You're black.
Yeah. I don't understand these references you're making, sir.
Beautiful disaster. Fucking, that's a good segue for us. So, Proud Boys.
Proud Boys is a racist hate group.
racist hate group.
No, I couldn't even, they're
a
hostile political group run by fucking assholes who like to stir the pot.
Huh. Oh man. Damn. Okay, then what is Antifa?
Antifa is a group of hooligans that get violent over pretty much any government action.
Yeah.
And anything they consider to be part of the man.
God damn, I didn't expect you to be so realistic with this shit tonight. Holy shit.
Damn it.
Fucking, he threw... Dude, Crafter threw me off tonight, man. Like, I've been preparing for a couple weeks to go through the fucking talking points and arguments of Antifa versus Proud Boys, but that pretty much sums it up right there. Fucking Proud Boys, a bunch of assholes that like to stir the pot. Antifa, hooligans that'll fight for any political action. Boom.
Yeah, anything that's it. They consider even a minor threat or a slight irritation. I mean, like, the same assholes before all this shit used to, like, protest, like the Democratic National Convention or, like, the Republican National Convention or any political event or, like...
and there's a overlap between them and, like, Occupy. Occupy Wall Street, occupy whatever, occupy your mom's refrigerator.
Yeah. Like, occupy your mom's vagina. Yep.
Yeah, I would occupy, well, not your mom's vagina, but any, you know, any leftist cuck who wants to throw me your mom's vagina, so long as it's clean and at least 47 years of age, most 47 years of age. Sorry, not at least. I don't know, I guess I'd go 50. 55 is my max, all right? Especially if she got some titties. Just saying.
Dang.
But yeah, so, I don't know, I got distracted on that fucking, Antifa moms, oh god, what, fucked it up.
And we're back. Welcome to Verbose XYZ, everybody. That was a quick commercial break.
Fuck. Oh my god. Yeah, Antifa, I'll fuck those guys up with my face hole. Oh yeah, the overlap, right? So, like, this idea that, my spin on it is, like, I wonder if there's also overlap from, like tree-sitting communities in Oregon. Have you heard of these guys?
No. But I don't... Oh yeah, okay, like, people used to, like, chain themselves to, like, trees. You're not going to take this tree, it is Mother Nature's tree.
Yeah, kinda. Those are the, like, mild ones. The hardcore ones would create these forts and, like, huge, you know, dug for, like, old-growth forests and, like, hang out deep woods. And, like, they would have scouts that would go into town and, like, bring them food back and shit and hook it up. And then from there, like, they would map out areas that were being logged. And they'll, like, spike trees so that if someone comes up with a chainsaw and throws it through, they hit at the right spot, the chain breaks and cuts them at worst, you know, at best just maims them, at worst fucking cuts them in half, kills them, you know what I mean?
Cool.
These are, like, hardcore hippies, dude. Like, and...
That's weird. I've never heard of this. I think you're part of a fucking cult, man. I think you were in a cult.
No, I just been around, my dude. I've been around. I bet I still have a copy of it on VHS. And if you're an anarchist out there and you're going to come looking for me for giving up this information, go fuck yourself, okay? I'm pretty sure this is public domain, but I have to hook you up with... Oh, yeah, and I bet you can find it on YouTube as well. Like, there's this documentary called Pickaxe. I think I have it on VHS. And it talks about tree-sitting communities and things
fake
like that.
Fake news. VHS never existed. Fake news.
Beta all day, baby. Wait, no. Porn went for VHS, huh? That's why it exists. I don't remember. Hmm. Definitely didn't go to Beta. Beta had better quality anyways. They use Beta. Just like what?
Antifa has better quality than Proud Boys. Oh, burn.
What?
Just kidding.
Dude, okay. Fuck no. Number one, I bet a Proud Boy would be a better shot. Number two, like, the mask thing, bro? Nah, man.
Like, how else are you going to be out there, like, you know, like, you know, white knighting it without your cool mask, dude?
Do you go to war with a mask on?
Samurais did.
Samurais or ninja?
Knights did.
I guess that's true.
Football players do.
That's a helmet. You could see the face.
People that are in fencing.
Word. But that's not really
some
war.
Wrestlers. Mexican wrestlers.
All right. I feel you. Okay, and you got me on Mexican wrestlers, because, like, you wear the mask that is you, and when you become demasked, you are nothing. You know what I mean? I dig it. Maybe that's how you defeat Antifa, is you have to demask them, and once you have, that's how you dehumanize them.
I mean, I gotta say, if the Proud Boys wore masks, they would have a lot less charges.
Oh, got him, dude.
That's how people have been robbing convenience stores since, you know, the introduction of convenience stores into humanity. You know, so I don't know why they didn't think of this technology.
We can rebuild them. I think it's because this idea of being proud, you know. I think you and I were talking about this the other day. Like, what's the benefit of being proud?
Yeah, I'm proud.
You're proud?
I'm
proud. What are you proud of? You're a proud black man?
I'm proud of not being a Proud Boy. I'm pretty proud of that. Pretty proud of that.
Yeah, you can be proud of that. You can be proud of that. I'm proud that it's been a long time since I've farted and it ended in a shart. I'm proud of that.
Yep.
Been a while. I wonder if I've ever shit my pants for real at this job. Maybe I have. Maybe I have, I'm just not telling you.
Explains a lot.
You ever shit your pants before? I'm just kidding. Fucking, what? How much credence do you give to, like, ELF weapons? Or, what is it? ELS weapons, I'm sorry, ELS weapons. How much credence do you give to that shit?
They do not exist. Only, like, brown noise weapons that make you shit yourself.
That exists?
Only brown noise weapons, yeah. Like, they can't fuck with
that
your
would
mind.
Be...
Anyone saying they're hearing voices, that was just them being crazy. But if you suddenly shit yourself, that's probably the government. That's probably the government.
You don't think they can send some sort of shortwave, like, directly at your temple to reverberate off your skull to make a sound? Or, like, to you know, like, make sound?
No.
How about, like, those people that report hearing radio, but they have fillings in their teeth, and when they close their teeth, they're able to, like, catch radio signals? Have you heard of that?
Yeah, that was, like, on TV shows back in the day, like Nickelodeon shows. That was cool.
Yeah, so then it is possible, then, to transmit sound into the human brain cavity, or skull cavity.
I don't know. I've never seen, like a YouTube video of a guy who really receives radio signals with his teeth.
We've all heard stories about him.
I would love to watch it. I would like to see this.
Or to, like, hear it in action, like, put your head up against some dude's head, like, yeah. He's, like playing, like, AM radio for you.
Yeah, holy fuck, AM radio's coming out of this guy's fucking nutsack. Must be that fake testicle he got.
He'd be like, hold on, like that.
Like,
because he'd be sucking his dick.
Like,
is he gay?
Why don't, like, regular cars just driving around pick up radios without a radio? Like,
we're talking about conductivity. This is like that idea of synapses connection, right? Like,
Their teeth are not only an antenna but also a speaker.
Well, yes.
But
so,
like, but that means it's also a microphone, because, you know, by electronics, all speakers are microphones. It's the same. It's the same circuit.
It's just a question of input or output.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So, but yeah, so I guess, yeah, that would be the case. So, but so, you wouldn't be transmitting, you'd be receiving.
I mean, that's a lot of circuitry in Philly. Like, I mean, this guy, these dentists.
It's not a lot of circuitry. Have you ever made a transistor radio?
Yeah, like, it's a, you wind the little wire around the magnet, and it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so, but, like, do you think that someone just, like, accidentally created one in someone's jaw?
Yes. Like, the amount of mercury filling.
I think we need to
and then making contact. Huh?
Picking up radio signals.
Oh, shit, it's getting Googled. Hell yeah, we're going deep tonight, folks. XYZ.
Is this possible? Hearing radios through teeth. It's possible to hear radio broadcasts through your teeth. I don't know. Is it?
We're going deep tonight. Can you hear a radio signal through your teeth?
I mean, Mythbusters, I guess, did do a show about it, and they concluded it was a myth. Do you believe Mythbusters?
Oh, I do, actually. I'm easily sold on them because of the hype.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they got good mustaches, too. You trust a man with a good mustache. I'm just saying.
Yeah. And I guess it was demonstrated on an episode of Gilligan's Island. It's like that's where the whole thing came from. Gilligan's
Shut
Island.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I've been passing on knowledge that... originated from fucking Gilligan's Island. Jesus.
Fake news, man. Fake news.
Oh, God, dude.
When your grandparents watched fucking Gilligan's Island and told you it was how the world worked. They made fucking phones out of coconuts.
Did they?
Gilligan's Island.
God damn it. Coconut phone, bro. I want a coconut. I want a donut phone, dude. That would be dang. Two donuts together. Actually, I want two donuts together around a fucking hamburger patty. Some green chili.
They have those like every single state fair. It's just like a normal thing that happens.
Oh my God, I want one. I miss the state fair. I used to play music at state fairs and shit. But whatever. Speaking of which, some fucking Albuquerque news for you. And I was trying to get into this with, what is it, ELS weapon, right? This idea of, like, being able to transmit a sound. Because every single mass shooter, I can't say every single, but the majority of mass shooters in existence, especially in America, purport hearing voices. And I think I watched some stupid video on BitChute, like, equating it to these, what is it? Ear to skull weapons or something like that?
Extremely
ELS?
Low frequency. ELF.
Yeah.
Low frequency.
Is that what is ELF? I thought they had another moniker. It was like ear to skull, ETS or something like that. Can't remember. But this idea of being able to transmit like different frequencies at you, beamed at you, and then resonated off your skull so that it would simulate, like, hearing voices. That way, you could turn people of weak mind into, like, your sleeper cells. This idea of, like, MKUltra being more of a frequency war as opposed to, like, drug-induced brainwashing.
And there was that one shooter who wrote on the side of his shotgun, my ELF weapon, and then went and shot up, like, a military base.
ELF. It is ELF, huh? And that, yeah, I remember there's that black guy, right? That was in that, he was a Air Force?
A Navy Yard shooter.
Okay.
Aaron Alexis?
My ELF weapon. That was probably just ironic, huh?
Yeah, he carved the phrase, my ELF weapon, into his shotgun.
Because he was being fucked with, and he's like, fuck it. I'm going out with a bang, literally. I'm going to make a statement with this one. So there's this guy out of from Cleveland High School. His name? Joshua Owen. Fucker's tall, man. 16 years old. He's got to be over 6 foot. And he's just an ominous looking dude. But reports hearing voices. And then eventually, after breaking up with some chick, goes crazy and brings a gun to school, pops off one shot, and he's been arrested. The ex-girlfriend's come out and said shit about, like, okay, so yeah, this guy's creepy, blah, 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 whatever. And he said some weird shit. And turns out she was on his list of people to kill. But is this straight up insanity? Or are these voices, or is he a psyop? You know, is he fucking MKUltra experiment?
Or.
Because he's 16, he's impressionable. Yeah. I mean,
there's been CSI on for a long time. Maybe he's trying to get insanity defense so he doesn't have to, you know, worry about that much jail time.
Okay. Is it possible to be so lazy that you're just going to commit a crime so that you can go to jail for a while?
Maybe, but I mean, I feel like he thought he was going to kill these people. And he thought, mm-hmm. you know, afterwards he would just say, oh, voices told me to do it. Government, ELF. And then he'd just be declared mentally, you know, unstable. And then you get to go to a mental institution for 5 years and then get out. Instead of having to worry about life
so.
In prison. Kill people, yeah. Because you're crazy.
Okay, just for the record, the ELF thing, that's my spin on it. This kid said nothing about that shit. Nor has any news article I've read said anything about that. It's more like emphasizing the text and shit. And like, as an afterthought, like, oh yeah, by the way, he was hearing voices in 2016 and they didn't do anything about it. So it's obviously been like attention getting for a while, but... Back in 2016, you were hearing voices?
Mm. Yeah. ELF weapon, bitches.
Yeah. Hearing voices? His parents outside his door, man. This motherfucker dumb as shit. This guy dumb.
Look, I wasn't going to go there, but he does look dumb in the face. I'm just saying. He's like
dumb in the face.
You guys lip hanging down and shit. Just like, I'm a mouth breather, and my forehead makes me look like a Neanderthal.
Yeah, like, if he was from, like, inbred fucking, I wouldn't be... too shocked. I'm like, oh yeah, his parents are illegal.
No, I think he was just dropped on his head as a kid, because he's got sharp features, you know what I mean? Like, he looks like he could be a wrestler or a football player or something, but he just, I don't know. You can almost see the light shining between the two ears, like, it's crazy, man.
Maybe like a little bit of extra Neanderthal DNA in that one.
Yeah, it's like he got like one and a half extra chromosome or something, you know what I mean? He doesn't have all the chromosome, but he got a few extra.
ELF.
ELF, yep.
But, like,
gotta love it.
In ways I wish the government would do these things, because I'd feel a lot safer knowing someone was in control, you know?
What if they are just doing these things and you don't know about it? Doesn't that suck even more?
No, like they're good at it then, like they're really good, and they just always decide to do these things when I'm not around, which is even cooler. Like, did they do this on purpose or was I just lucky? I don't know, but it's really nice.
Do you think they're that good?
I mean, I've never seen a terrorist attack or a shooting or anything, so I mean, pretty good. I mean, I guess I could say it's fake because I didn't see it, but yeah, thanks for not shooting me or blowing me up, guys. All of you out there.
Thanks. Thanks for not hitting me with that ELF. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Glad I don't have it just yet.
Yet. Wait a minute. What? This just in. Kill your parents. I don't know where I'm getting this from. It's coming in from my inner ear. It seems to be reverberating off my jaw as if radio is playing out of my tooth.
Rape yourself.
Wait, what?
Rape what? Yourself.
Wait. What? I'm not getting that.
Rape yourself.
You want me to rate myself?
Yes, rate yourself.
I give myself a 3.
3.
Out of 20.
Dicks.
I give myself 3 dicks in the anus. Do you think you could fit a dick in your urethra?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Bro, that's amazing.
That's
so
like
in crypto.
Docking 2.0.
No, I think that's real docking. Like, if you were to be in, like, a sex dungeon in a gay community, you'd have to stick your dick in her urethra and or vice versa. Because them bitches got their shit circumcised, dude. They don't know, like, the nice docking that you and I do. Like, dock to dock. You know? no one will ever experience the true smoothness of upper vascular hood to upper vascular hood. It's a magical experience.
Wow. You heard it first. You heard it first.
Verbose.xyz. We here all night, folks. I am Miles Loro. This is Crafter. Fuck shit up. So, fucking, let's pump Bitcoin for a minute.
Bitcoin. Buy some, everybody. Everybody buy some goddamn Bitcoin. But not, like, if you actually value your money. Like, but, like, if you want to give me some money, go buy some Bitcoin.
Yeah. If you want to give me money, go buy some Bitcoin, please. But that's so crazy. Like, I mine some shit here. Mostly shit coins. I'm obsessed with shit coins. Because especially when they're brand new, they're just such a big payout, and it feels like you're getting all these coins, but they're worth absolutely shite. But, Ethereum recently, fucking, on the block, I think it was Pool Shark was the name of the pool, they uncover a block that was worth over $300,000 fiat US dollars, translates to like 2,000 Ethereum, boom, split between everybody in the pool. Talk about redistribution of wealth, that shit's awesome. What do you think that shit came from, though, Crafter?
It came from my comrades, Yavol.
Yavol. Zukabriet.
Yeah, that's, I don't know, it's a mystery. I mean, there's been mistakes in Bitcoin where people have sent too large a transaction fees. Like someone sent a 30 Bitcoin transaction fee for a 35 Bitcoin transaction. So I mean, like, you know, like,
oh my god,
40% fee, and they just, you know, got robbed. And you can't get that shit back because it's gone. You know, and whoever mined that next block got it. So I mean, it could be some situation like that. Maybe someone forgot a decimal or something. Or it could just be someone, you know, who wanted to see what would happen. I don't know. Who would get it?
Interesting. Don't most wallets, though, like, if you're doing a transaction, they calculate the transaction fee for you?
Yeah, but you can always manually change that if you want to, you know, get ahead. Because the highest transaction fee is the next transaction in the queue. So if you want your transaction to be next, you know, you can buy your way to that position.
Oh, I see. And they're like, sweet, my transaction was almost instant. Holy shit, half my Bitcoin. Next miner, what?
Well.
But to get to that point, man, at this point, fuck, I could never mine Bitcoin. I mean, maybe never is a strong word, but it would take me a lot of infrastructure.
Yeah, it's mostly ASICs only at this point. It's an ASIC race, and you need some really cheap electricity. I mean, I mined Bitcoin way back in, you know, 2010. You know, with USB ASICs, and I was even CPU mining at that point, right when Litecoin came out.
Oh my god. Did you CPU mine Litecoin?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
I CPU'd mine about 500 Litecoins.
Wow, holy shit. That's amazing. And that's how you bought your first Bitcoin, huh?
Yeah, I bought Bitcoins and then, you know, built my desktop from that, which was a huge, horrible investment. Like, I think it'd probably be like $60,000 to $70,000 today. And
so your desktop's worth $60,000 to $70,000?
Yeah, but and then it was like budget parts, like maybe $500.
Oh my god. Oh my god, dude. You should try selling it for what it's worth in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
For how much you paid in the inflationary rate.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, I need a refund. Who wants to give me, you know, $60,000 in Bitcoin, please?
Exactly. Request a refund from Newegg. Oh my god, that's great. But I'm still having fun mining that turtle coin, I'll tell you what. The great thing about having a trillion coins max circulation is it just does not change in price. Like, you see the fluctuation based on you know, what CoinMarketCap will tell you on, like, its change or whatever. But that's literally what people are dumb enough to trade. That doesn't matter. It stays consistent at 2 Satoshi.
It never drops to 1?
Nope.
Well, that's a good sign. Buy, everybody. Buy that turtle coin.
Yeah, 2 Satoshi. That is what turtle coin is worth. That's it. I have never seen a change in the time that I was mining it. So, like, Hash Vault for a minute was allowing you to mine it as merged, basically. So, like, I've been mining Aeon for a while, which I still mine a little bit of it. I think I throw, like, 1.2 hash, kilohash at it. And I want to say I'm hitting, like, 2 cents a day, if that. I doubt it. Like, so insignificant. But then Turtle Coin came out, like, 4 weeks ago. Or at least it became introduced to this pool, and it had the same algorithm as Aeon. So you could mine both at the same time, like merged mining. I've never seen that before. I'm like, fuck yeah. So I'm like mining Aeon, and then I'm like getting all of this Turtle Coin. And each block, I think you unlock like some ungodly like 200,000 coin at once.
Wow.
Just like, yeah, exactly. And that's shared with the pool or whatever. So, and you hit blocks constantly. So it was like, okay, cool, you know, I got my half of Aeon for the day, but what? My wallet's already paid out, like, you know, 3,000 of these Turtle Coin? Okay, cool, let's keep this shit going. Now I think I'm sitting at, like, $10 worth or so. But I'm consistently throwing about 13 kilohash at it, and I'm averaging now, I think last week I was saying a dollar a day. I've lost a node. I think I'm at, like, 67 to 71 cents a day. Like fiat transition.
It's like 10,000 Turtle Coin a day or something like that.
Yeah, no, 100,000 a day. What? No. I'm sorry, 10,000. 10,000. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Maths.
Those zeros. I'd be giving away 30 Bitcoin for a fucking transaction fee right now.
and Turtle Coin, do you think it's gonna have any viability at all, or do you think it's just kind of a pump and dump?
I don't think it's a pump and dump. I think it's another Dogecoin. Like, if you want a casual coin to fuck around with shit on the internet or play some dice and shit, stick around with Turtle Coin. I think there's a lot of streamers out there on Twitch and some crypto guys out there that just kind of use it for perks and, like, kudos and shit. I think it's the perfect, you know, little coin. Like, I mean, I don't think there's any coin out there with a trillion max supply.
Yeah.
Doge isn't even that small.
Yeah, I don't,
you know,
even,
or
I don't
that
fuck around with any of those new coins, Doge included.
Shut the fuck up, bro. Yeah. I know in your past you were a Doge millionaire.
I did have a million Doge at one point, but, you know, times change.
I'm going for a million Turtle. I thought I was going to stop at 100,000, but I'm like, fuck it, let's keep this shit going.
Yeah, grab that million.
And then hodl it. Get that.
Even like it's so much more likely for it to double at, you know, 2 Satoshi than it to double at like 200 Satoshi. You know, that's
right.
A bigger climb. But to double to 4, that's really easy. That could happen in a day in one pump and dump and just, you know, double your Bitcoin value really quickly on there.
I love that.
Like a penny stock. Like, I mean, penny stocks hit, you know, hardly ever, but, you know, new cryptos tend to at least spike once.
Right, that would be crazy. Like, keeping my eye on Turtle, fucking get to a million of that shit, doubles to 4 Satoshi, cash out on that shit. I'll have to make a calculation to see how much money that would actually be. That's an interesting thought.
You could turn your $20 into $40. Yeah.
Oh my god. Right. So 100,000 is basically $10. Yeah.
Another 10 times that. It'd be $100, and then when it doubles, oh, you make
$200. $200!
And then you can afford,
wow,
like 4 Litecoins.
Right? At its current price, dude. Shout out to Litecoin right now. You're supposed to only be worth $25. Shit, bitch. You work 50 right now. I'm fucking happy, dude.
Thanks, Cobbly, bitch. Fucking.
Right? I was trading a little bit of shitcoin into fucking Litecoin for a while, and then that shit tanked on me and I lost a little bit. But now I'm starting to gain. Like, I kept that shit in some different exchanges and things. I'm like, oh my god, fucking, I can't believe I'm sitting on like half a Litecoin here and like another Litecoin here. And then fucking Ethereum, dude, same thing. You know, like, it's like the major 4 or whatever. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum. Am I missing any? Because Zcash didn't really follow that.
Yeah.
It was just Those four. And what's the new one? BSV. Here, let me look at my Coinbase. Fuck. I'm gonna go hard.
Satoshi Vision.
Satoshi Vision, dude. Oh my god, Satoshi Vision.
I would say, like, more than anything, like, Litecoin is more Satoshi Vision. Like, it's more functional. It's smaller transaction fees, you know, easy to use, low value, but, like, not significantly low. Like, $50 coins, like, that's still usable by, like, other third world countries and, like, smaller economies. Like, and especially with, like, under a cent transaction fee. I mean, like, that's usable. You know, like, that's less than any bank, any Western Union, any MoneyGram. I mean, like, that's, like, actual functional technology.
Shout out to Boozy. Don't forget about that PTC. Yeah, I see you. She know what up. But yeah, so yeah, we're talking Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum. Ethereum Classic has actually been up too, funny enough. But I ain't fucking with that. Litecoin up. And that Zcash is actually up right now. 1.93%. We're sitting at 53.95. But Litecoin's catching up, man. And it looks like everything's kind of stabled out if you look at it graph-wise. Sorry if you're looking for a visual aid. We don't got those. But check it out. If you look at Coinbase right now, the Coinbase prices will definitely vary from what's going on in CoinMarketCap. I think, like, CoinMarketCap seems to be like 1.5% higher than I see Coinbase at least recently. It hasn't always been like that. And bro, Ethereum is just climbing, dude. We're talking 146. Bro, this morning I was looking at 141. I'm so glad that I traded into some of that shit, dude. Love it.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's actually a positive week for crypto after, you know, months of disappointment and just like, why am I wasting my time with this anymore in my life? Good God,
right? Damn
me. But, you know, I guess good times come every once in a while.
Right? good vibrations, I dig it. You know, at least for now, I'll take it. And you know, crypto, it's a fucking wild-ass ride. But if we've learned anything tonight, folks, if you're going to CPU mine anything, it's got to be that turtle coin. if you own any Bitcoin, just hold on to that shit.
Hold on for dear life.
Yeah. Fudder's going to be fudding. HODL that shit, bitch. Camp HODL all day. Yeah. Fucking, did we miss anything? I don't know.
No, I think we covered the whole world. And every single thing that went in on it, and
not really.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm ready to walk away from it and be like, yeah.
So no, Andrew McCobb on fucking Stephen Colbert last night.
What? I was
Andrew McCobb. Andrew McCobb was on fucking Stephen Colbert last
night. No.
Mm-hmm. That was crazy. Crazy. Fucking. Someone from the FBI can go on a talk show host and talk about this shit and, like, be like, there's ties between Russia and Trump. But, like, making it sound like something with tone as opposed to stating it as a fact. Because it is a fact, there are ties between Russia and Trump. Or Putin and Trump, I guess. And Russia and Trump, definitely. But what does that mean? I don't know. Huh?
Jawohl.
Jawohl.
It means we're paying way too much for vodka. We're getting ripped the fuck off. And I demand vodka prices to drop 50%. I demand.
Hey, if you're watching this and you're from Russia, all I got to say to you is, Privyet.
Yeah. Whatever that is. Do that.
Hello. Privyet. When I was a kid, legitimately, dude, I would watch the news and you would see like Gorbachev and shit, and
with his,
they
like,
would
head like of like
with the birthmark. With the hammer and sickle on it, the hammer and sickle birthmark.
Yeah, like, wow, like, all I can think of is that birthmark. It's a big brown thing on his balding head. Like, that's all I think.
Right?
I don't think of anything he ever did or was involved in. Just the fucking birthmark.
Like, just the tip. It wasn't. It was just the birthmark. But, like, I legitimately thought as a kid that in order to understand the news, I would have to learn Russian. There was just a lot of Russia going on back then, man. A lot of Russia. A lot less now, I think, that they've become more of a democracy, could you say that? Or a...
Drunken state. Drunken state.
The drunken state.
Yeah, they're just drunk all the time, and we just, you know, do heroin and meth all the time.
Yeah, true. At the same time, too, man. And a needle. People do that shit. They'll put heroin and meth into a needle and inject that shit into their veins.
Really?
And then... Yeah, dude. I know
that, like,
a kid...
how Chris Farley died, or is that like cocaine?
He did like the traditional speedball, cocaine and heroin, sniffing that shit. Hippie speedball would be coffee and marijuana, and hardcore Nuevo Mexicano speedball would be taking meth and heroin, putting it into the same syringe, injecting that into your vein, and
watch out for that ride, bro. This is gonna be amazing.
The more you know. Brought to you by...
Heroin. It's the drug of choice.
Nice.
120 for life. DTM. 120 for life. I guess the only thing we haven't touched on is the reasons to impeach Trump. Like, everyone's focused on Russia. What the fuck about Saudi Arabia? Is it, like, cool that we sell nukes to Saudi Arabia?
I mean, maybe. I think that's everyone's kind of opinion. Like, maybe they might use it against our enemies instead of us. That'd be cool, right?
Mm-hmm. Why do we have interest in Saudi Arabia? Why does Saudi Arabia not hate us?
I don't know. I don't think we really need their oil at this point. Like, what is the other attachment? Is it just because of the Middle East? Is it something deeper?
Does Saudi Arabia get down with Israel?
Yes.
Really?
They do support Israel.
Oh, see? That's the tie right there, bitches. What? In the butt?
I think they're like the only Middle Eastern country to do so, besides Egypt, but that's kind of like limited support because they're bisexual Egypt.
Bisexual Egypt, indeed. Yeah. So, okay, if it's bisexual Egypt, gay Israel, and straight Palestine, what is Saudi Arabia?
Saudi Arabia is... definitely gay. Gay as fuck. Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia.
Dude, Danto's got me. He's like, Gabe is real. Sorry. Fuck, that was good.
Yep.
But Saudi Arabia?
Gabe is real.
I don't know. Saudi Arabia.
They gay?
They gay for real? Or are they furries? Or otherkins, because they wear the fucking, you know, they don't wear the turban thing. What's the thing that goes over the head? You know, Sabu wore it, fucking the Iron Sheik wore it. What the fuck is that thing called?
I don't know. Dancing monkey hat?
Bro.
Like, Curse of the Monkey Paw? Like, the little classic monkey, he wears that little hat. Or, like, a little performing one, he wears a little one. A fez? Oh, it's a fez.
God, you went further with it. No, it's definitely not a fez. A fez is the shit that the Shriners wear, and I want one. I also want one of those little cars. Fuck yeah, dude. But,
shout out to the Freemasons. Hit us up.
Yeah, hit us up. Illuminati fucking pluck an eye out of pyramid. And then I will consume the eye, and then it will be absorbed into my third eye, and I'll see you.
Whoa.
But, yeah. Whoa. It's like... the new form of communication that our brains do. That neuroscientists haven't found before. I found this out on InfoWars.
InfoWars. Shout out to Alex Jones.
We haven't fucking given a shout out to Alex Jones tonight.
Hey,
yeah, dude.
Alex Jones, we still got a platform somehow. What the fuck, bro?
Yeah, I know, bro. We're in it. What is this, the fourth episode?
Yep, 4 weeks straight.
4 weeks straight of doing this nonsense. And Alex Jones, we haven't got shut down yet. If you want to come on the show, please, by all means. Also, Gavin McInnes, we didn't go hard enough on Proud Boys tonight. Maybe in the future when we decide to disagree on things tonight. Tonight we're coalescing. Me and Kraft are coalescing tonight. I think I don't know what's happening. I think the gay is real. It's no longer straight Palestine between him and I. But regardless, Alex Jones, come on the show. Gavin McInnes, come on the show. We're not Copper Cap. Fuck Copper Cap. We don't want to fight you. We just want to hang out and talk to you. I like your beard and your mustache. And we want to find out whether or not you actually are a CIA operative.
I am Same jealous thing. Of the mustache. Like, that's a really well-done CIA mustache. Like, they knew exactly how to make me be like, God damn, this guy is fucking cool.
Right? Yeah, and you would think that, right? They would craft it in such a way.
And it's cool mustache, and it's just like doing things while I'm just like sitting around watching fucking YouTube, you know, of him.
So. Don't lie, you've never watched any YouTube videos of Gavin McInnes.
No, actually, I never have. Actually, I did watch the one of him dressed up as his brother hitting Alex Jones. I did watch that.
Oh, yes. You did watch that. Oh, that's beautiful. I can't believe you actually watched that. You watched InfoWars. That's what it's become, dude. It's fucking professional wrestling news.
Yeah, I fell for the Russian propaganda. I fell for it. The Puerto Ricans passed it on. It's multinational involvement here, folks.
For real? That sounds like Proud Boys, though. There's a lot of Puerto Ricans in Proud Boys. Maybe I'm like an undercover Proud Boy operative.
Yeah. I believe it.
Yeah, you would believe it.
You probably have a tattoo and everything. You probably could name 5 cereals right now.
Lucky Charms. No, I can't. I almost said Twix. That's a candy bar.
Yeah.
So.
See?
I think part of the fun would be not practicing and get your ass beat. No?
Now I'm scared of you. Back to straight Palestine.
I'll be over here in gay Israel. Fuck. Yep. So we keep alluding to this bullshit of, fuck that shit. The synapses and shit. We don't want to hear about brain shit. I've already gone too far. You've already gone too far.
Yeah, brain
We've already gone too
far. You're going to have to leave that one on the menu.
Yeah, we're going to have to leave brains off the menu, bro. Because if you eat the brains, that's when you get the mad cow disease. Feel me?
Yeah. Don't get mad cow disease.
Yeah. Note to self, don't get mad cow disease. But I feel we did it.
We
Do
did
you feel
it.
Satisfied, Crafter?
I feel pretty satisfied.
Same. Same.
Thank you there, Mr. Dantos, sir.
Dantos, you are the man. Thank you for joining us tonight. As always. I'm gonna have to just put you up as admin so you could fucking be all up in the shit.
Yeah, let's do all those things.
Yeah, we'll do that. Click. For sure. Click.
No, I can block him or report him. Let's do that. Ban him. Time out. Mod. Boom. Mod. Damn.
Boom.
Click the button.
DTM. Congratulations, DTM. Crafter just clicked a button. But as we said before, shout out to Alex Jones. The gay is real, straight Palestine, bisexual Egypt, and we out, bitches.
We out.
Peace. See you next week. Verbose.xyz. Can't stop, won't stop.
Boy.
Yeet. Yeet.